Baseball coverage on 97.3 The Fan is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile. You can get tons of benefits. Still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. So we're going to head back to Saturday a little bit. And the Padres did win that game. Their only win in their last seven games, I believe, when Dylan Cease dominated in a 4-0 win over the Braves to snap a 5-game losing streak. 6 innings, 1 hit, 11 strikeouts for Dylan Cease, who is pretty much the Padres in a microcosm in a starting pitching package.
Yes, good point.
Can look absolutely terrific.
Dominant.
And then can just blow up with home runs and go like, well, what happened today with Dylan Cease? Doesn't always make a lot of sense, but he's always got those great ace-like performances in him. And what, I mean, it was an outstanding effort all the way through. But his final inning, the sixth inning, I don't know if you got to see this, Woods. He struck out the side, his ninth, 10th, and 11th strikeouts in the sixth inning against the heart of the Braves order. Gets Ozzie Albies just on a nasty 89-mile-an-hour slider. Then hits 100 to get Austin Riley swinging on the outside corner. And then goes back to the 100-mile-an-hour to set up Matt Olson to again get him on the slider down by the feet. I mean,
when he's on, man, he's an artist. He is a total artist when he, his mechanics are in line. He throws that effortless 100. It's the effortless. Benny, he is not all arms and legs going at you. He is so slick with it when he's locked in.
I forget who were the Fox broadcasters for the game, but they were just glowing. I mean, all game about
Joe Davis?
Dylan Cease. I don't know if he was on or not. I was, like, again, I was at work, and we had all the assassination coverage going on, so yeah. I wasn't listening. But when I did, I kept hearing, I mean, this guy is just so unbelievably good, and Dylan Cease, and just look at this nasty, nasty stuff.
I know A.J. Pierzynski was on the broadcast because he may actually make an appearance in Don't Do This.
Oh, good.
Okay. In about 20 minutes.
So, yeah, they win that game. Padres fans turned out this weekend, just as they always have all season. Gave Cease a huge ovation, 43,000 plus on Saturday as he walked off the mound. He was over 100 pitches, so you kind of knew that was it. Padres fans, well aware of the situation, showed their appreciation. And then offensively, Padres did enough. Three guys in particular that game. Luis Arraez, who had been slumping, delivered three hits, including a big RBI double. Donovan Solano had three hits, including two runs batted in that game, and big clutch hits with two outs. And then, of course, Manny Machado had three hits, including his 13th home run of the season for number 13 to kind of ice it there late in the game as the Padres won 4-0 over the Braves. And after the game, Woods, Mike Schilt called it like a playoff-type game. And again, he's not wrong.
I mean, it's Ronaldo Lopez who's been fantastic this year for them. Fantastic. And you beat that guy, and your ace goes out and pitches like an ace. Yeah, I mean, you can totally see these two teams squaring up again. And, I thought that was a really impressive win. You know, we have not talked about Friday's horrific loss, in my opinion. Horrific loss. And again, you know, when Schwellenbach beats you on Friday night, it's just, and you go out and you're able to beat Ronaldo Lopez, it's just such a bummer. I mean, you had to know, like, Chris Sale awaits you on Sunday. We have to go out and grind and take 2 out of 3. Honestly, the way they'd been playing, I did not think they'd beat Ronaldo Lopez. I did not. I had no inkling that they would. I thought Friday was one they'd get, but they went out and handled business Saturday. Yeah, I mean, would you say one win in the last six?
Seven.
I said two hits for Schwellenbach. It sounded like a two-hit shutout.
You're like, oh, it's a two-hit shutout.
We got three.
Three.
And a run. They get a run.
Yep. Yeah. Very cool.
In that game on Friday. And Matt Waldron, I mean, wasn't bad. He had one bad inning. Otherwise, he went 7 innings. 6 of them were shutout.
Yep.
And then one of them, he hung a couple of sweepers and gave up the two home runs, and that was the ball game when you're not getting anything going offensively.
Matty Waldron is going to keep you in games. He's proven that. He's proven that the entire first half of the season. He keeps you in ball games. You got to know. I was heard Jesse and Scan talking about this yesterday. Matt Waldron throwing the first game of the series really jacks up the other team's preparation. Like, they can't prepare the way they normally would for what they're going to see because they have to prepare for something they just is un. You can't prepare for the knuckleball because you don't know when he's going to throw it. He gets beat by Ozuna on not his best pitch, you know, twice. And that's what's been killing this team. That's happened to us a few times this year. Guys have gotten us on your third, fourth best pitch. And Matt Waldron's no different on Friday night.
Reminds me when Cease gave up a home run
on that changeup.
A couple of starts ago as well. Yeah, we've absolutely seen that.
If they get you, they get you. You tip your cap. But, man, don't hang sliders to Marcelo Ozuna. He's going to pound you.
Need a contestant for Take on Woods. Chance to qualify for a trip to Las Vegas, Rio, two nights, dinner for two, daybed at the pool as well. Give us a call, 833-288-0973. I don't know if anyone told Woods, but when he was gone on Friday, we saw the best all-time performance in Take on Woods. The fastest 5 correct answers in history.
I've gotten some pretty
You've
fast
gotten some
ones.
Fast, but Paul and I agree. This may have been the quickest
ever. He
didn't
even let the questions finish.
He was so fast. Oh. This is John from down the hall.
Yeah,
so he set a bar for you to try to eclipse.
Was it like terrible country music? Was that the...
It wasn't. I think the category was songs with a boy in the... Boy or boys in the title. Oh, okay. And he just came ready to go. Now, he had the category.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't get the category.
You don't get the category.
It's much easier.
It is easier with the category.
Give me a break.
I'll definitely give that. So give us a call, 833-288-0973. We're going to play here just a couple of minutes. We do need a contestant to try to qualify for our grand prize to Las Vegas. Saturday was also the start of the All-Star festivities, the MLB All-Star Futures game in Arlington, Texas, with a pair of Padres representatives. If you missed it, the National League was a 6-1 winner over the American League. And Robbie Snelling did get in, just faced one batter, got a pop-up. So not, you know, just a quick, brief cameo appearance. Ethan Salas did play a few innings, had a couple at-bats, went 1-for-2, and the reports were mostly pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean, people say that...
Loud bat.
It comes off a little different with Ethan Salas, and while he's still a long way away from the big leagues, it's good to hear it from outside the Padres organization, from people who are observing and going... I know sometimes we get a lot of hype on Padres minor leaguers and prospects, but this kid looks like the real deal, even if his numbers this year haven't been terrific at Fort Wayne. The tools, the things that made him a top international signing a couple of years ago still seem to remain true for Ethan Salas.
Nothing's changed there.
No, and Leodalis DeVries has been playing out of his mind lately.
Dude,
as well.
Every time I see a highlight reel of him, not only does he look incredible, he's got the thing. He's got like the point to the bench, you know, get on my back. He's got the thing. Like for an 18-year-old kid, he's like stepping into like a leadership role. I mean, the kid looks unbelievable. When I watch him play, I'm like, all right, that's my guy. That's my guy I got to hang on to like grim death.
Still need a contestant for Take on Woods. Call in 833-288-0973. Our summer break week getting started here with a chance to go to Vegas. By the way, our boss is in Vegas this week, isn't he?
That's the rumor. I have not talked to him. He did call me to chew me out the day I left. So I left Thursday after the show? He called me to chew me out for my other vacation, my family vacation to Hawaii. Hey, yeah. What day are you leaving again? So I told him what day. He goes, you know, the trade deadline is the next day. And I said, oh, I mean, I didn't book it. My wife booked it. You yell at her. I have no idea. I don't make any decisions like that in my home.
I did not make the decision on our vacation, the trade deadline, 2 years ago either.
Well,
that was my wife's family reunion.
This is my wife's family.
I had nothing to do with it.
Nothing to do with it. Zero. I just go. What time do we leave? I'll be packed. I'll be ready to go. I know this is my wife's family, the whole thing. I have nothing to do with it. So the trade deadline is on
Tuesday the 30th.
I fly out that morning at 9:30. So, yes, I'll call in at 6 a.m. and say, what's up, fellas, from the airport. But there's nothing I can do for it. Did you get chewed out by Adam?
No, I got by you guys.
Oh, by us. Yeah.
100%. You and Paul. I think he didn't feel like he needed to do it because I got it from both of you guys.
Oh, I expect it from you guys. But the thing is,
Adam, though,
is like, he wants to move the round table to that day.
Yeah,
so
I got
it's this
that,
round table.
I got that call. He wants to do the round table on Tuesday.
This round table is controlling my life. The whole thing about this round table. I'm like, buddy, I got to worry about.
And I thought, I thought when he called me, he wanted to do an extra round table on Tuesday and then do another one on Thursday.
Yeah,
and
I'm double going, up.
No, I can't do that. So, but then he said, no, we just moved the one from Thursday to Tuesday. And I go, okay, I can live with that.
You know what? I submit to you, this is like the toughest week for all of us here. This is. There's no baseball to talk about. This is the toughest week for your air staff. What do? When the going gets tough, you take off to Vegas. Enjoy. Hope you're having a great time. We're dying over here.
He's having his summer break.
What is he doing in Vegas?
Hey, what is, where can is I double down?
Sir, would you like to cash in that 100? Okay. Hit me. I'll stay. He's going to murder us.
All right. I see our phone lines are full. Let's get to our game. It is time for Take on Woods.
It's time for Take on Woods.
Woods. Woods.
All right, let's pick a contestant here. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. This is Luis.
What?
Oh, are you calling for Take on Woods?
I am, actually.
All right, you're our contestant, Luis. Take on Woods is brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. It only takes 15 minutes. You don't have to get out of your car. For directions and discounts, go to SoCalOilChange.com. That's SoCalOilChange.com. And again, you're playing for our grand prize drawing trip to the Rio Las Vegas. Two-night stay, dinner for two, day bed at the Rio Pool. The Rio is back. New ownership, newly remodeled rooms, four sparkling new pools, and a brand new food hall. Book now at RioLasVegas.com. Well, you can't have summer break without the girls. So I've thrown out all the old categories, and we're bringing in something new this week.
Kenny, I like it.
All girls, all the time, Luis. And your three categories are all the same. They're all called Girl Power. And they're all song titles that end with the word girl. Your only choice is era. 60s and 70s, 80s and 90s, or 2000s and 2010s. Otherwise, it's all girl power this week. So, Luis, what would you like to play? 60s and 70s, 80s and 90s, or 2000s and 2010s?
Let's go with 80s and 90s.
80s and 90s. He's right there in the wheelhouse, I think, of our listeners' age, just like Woods and my age, 80s and 90s. So, again, category is girl power. We're looking for five song titles that all end with the word girl from the 80s and 90s. You'll have 60 seconds. Pass if you don't know an answer. First question is the two-second song. Pauly, going to play a well-known hit from the 80s or 90s. You need to give me the title and the artist to score that point. Luis, are you ready?
Let's do it.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. Your score against Woods. Your time begins when Paul plays the music. The category, girl power. Good luck, Luis. Let's take on Woods.
That's a Billy Joel All-Time Girl.
Correct. Which 1985 song about wanting to live the high life led to Madonna's most enduring nickname?
Material Girl.
Correct. Co-written and sung by Gwen Stefani, which female empowering 1995 single was a breakthrough hit for No Doubt?
Don't Speak?
Incorrect. A famous toy inspired which 1997 international mega hit for Danish-Norwegian dance pop group Aqua?
Pass.
Kurt Cobain revealed that which song from Nirvana's debut album in 1994 referred to his then girlfriend Tracy Miranda?
Pass again.
All right, a famous toy inspired which 1997 international mega hit for Danish-Norwegian dance pop group Aqua? Remember the category?
Yeah.
Quickly,
Barbie.
Barbie Girl. Yeah, Barbie Girl. Remember, he didn't remember the category, though. They all ended in Girl. But you would have had that one. You did get the first two, Uptown Girl and Material Girl. Just a Girl by No Doubt and About a Girl.
For what it's worth, I don't know that one would have
made it. I don't think so either. We'll see. Woods doesn't get the category, but he'll figure it out pretty quickly. All right, Luis's score is locked in. Let's put 60 seconds back on the clock. Woods' turn. Your time begins when Paul plays the music. Good luck, Woods. Let's take on Luis.
Let's
Uptown Girl by Billy Joel.
Correct. Which 1985 song about wanting to live the high life led to Madonna's most enduring nickname?
Material Girl.
Correct. Co-written and sung by Gwen Stefani. Which female empowering 1995 single?
Just a Girl.
Correct. A famous toy inspired which 1997 international mega hit for Danish-Norwegian dance pop group Aqua?
Oh, is that Barbie Girl?
Correct. Kurt Cobain revealed that which song for Nirvana?
About a Girl.
Yeah. See, that's a 5 for 5. And that's a win for Woods. And a pretty quick one as well.
Without the category.
And without the category. Pretty impressive start to the week here.
Feels real good.
Luis, thank you for playing. Not good enough today against Woodsy, but feel free to try again at any time in Take on Woods.
Feels real good.
All right. Paulie mentioned he's got some audio from Saturday's game for Don't Do This from AJ Pruszynski. I would also like to get into what happened last night in Miami.
Woo!
At Hard Rock Stadium.
Man.
Before the game. Started, the Copa America final.
The delay.
Big old Don't Do This gets to us coming up next with Ben and Woods after a check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan.
Don't do this.
It's time for Don't Do This.
What were you thinking?
Three stories from the world of sports that make us all shake our heads.
Why?
How many times do I have to tell you?
Oh, I'm sorry, I fudged up, guys.
You idiot. You moron.
You dumbass.
The apple sometimes does far fall from the tree.
Don't do this.
Do not tweet that.
With Ben and Woods.
I like a Nickelback song or two.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Don't Do This is brought to you by the Kraft Taco in Sorrento Valley. Kraft Taco has some of the best quality tacos in all of San Diego. Don't take my word for it. They're like reviews
take
are off
mine.
The charts.
Take my word for it. They're phenomenal.
Yeah, I mean, we both had it. They're phenomenal, but the reviews they're getting are off the charts. Go to thecrafttaco.com. Take a look at their happy hour specials today. Thecrafttaco.com. And Paulie's brought some audio to the table to start us out today on Don't Do This. All girls, all the time.
No, not that audio.
Oh,
sorry.
Woods wasn't around for that.
Sounds great.
All girls, all the time. Talking about Adam's vacation in Las Vegas.
Oh, all right. What a drop.
All girls, all the time. That's definitely a top three seed.
Ben, what were your summers like when you were like 16?
All girls, all the time.
Oh, man, I miss it too. I miss it, bro.
I believe it.
I miss it.
No, that was not the audio.
That's greatness.
Oh, my God. Yeah, so Saturday night, Saturday evening, the Padres and Braves on Fox. Uh-huh. It was Joe Davis and AJ Pruszynski, Kevin Rosenthal.
The creme de la creme.
Yeah. And AJ Pruszynski, at one point in the game, had this little comment, and I don't know. I'll let you guys decide for yourself.
All right.
Sure sounds like a shot at
you
Padres.
You took offense, and I like that.
After the NLCS run 2022. Strike one. Well, I was here for that when they beat the Dodgers in the division series. That was Padres fans World Series. It shouldn't be, but man, the reaction, we beat the Dodgers.
Do you guys feel that? Do you guys feel something?
Feel something?
Do you guys feel? I thought I felt like a quake or something.
Did you? Maybe
just
your
gut. Maybe it's in the audio. Play the audio
rumbling.
Again.
Rumbling.
Play the audio.
After the NLCS run 2022.
It's weird. Oh, okay.
After the NLCS run 2022.
Yes, it's a shot.
Well, I was here for that when they beat the Dodgers in the division series. That was Padres fans World Series.
That was such a great moment.
It shouldn't be, but man, the reaction, we beat the Dodgers.
They won 111 games
I guess
that
what
year.
Bothers
are you kidding me?
If we beat the Cardinals to go to the NLCS, we would have celebrated.
You can't really make the comparison until the day the Padres fans win the World Series. And if the Padres win the World Series and fans go, great, we won, but really what we wanted was beating the Dodgers. That was our World Series.
World Series is cool, but remember when we beat the Dodgers?
When they beat the Dodgers, they got to advance to the National League Championship Series, which is on the way to hopefully winning a World Series. Are you not supposed to be excited about that?
Does everybody remember that the Dodgers spent the entire season pantsless with every media member? You know where I'm going with this. 100, oh my God, we've never seen a team like this. Oh my God, oh my God.
I'm actually more worried about this under the radar
We are winning
struggling
the World Series
Dodgers
in 2022.
Team this year?
Bro, 100%, man.
100%. We are winning the World Series in 2022.
No one's even looking at them anymore because they've struggled so much and they have so many injuries.
If only we had played better. And that's my big lament. They really hit the skids, too, the last 40-some-odd games.
They lost 6 of 7 as well. Yeah. Padres, if they had a good homestand, they could be like three games out of first place right now.
It's what makes me want to just like fall on a sword. Oh, man. Let's go to last night. I actually, you know, it's funny. I saw a tweet, and it's from a buddy. And he's like, yes, more soccer talking. Don't do this. I feel bad. Like, I feel that we only bring up soccer
the
talk.
The soccer was good yesterday.
The soccer was spectacular.
The first game was terrific. Spain beating England 2-1 in the Euro 2024 final.
Yep.
And then when they finally got to the game last night, there was plenty of drama between Argentina and Colombia in the Copa America final. But the don't do this happened before the game was when everyone's been waiting all day, supposed to start at 8 o'clock kickoff in Miami. But because of a major security breach, and they had, and they saw a video of it, fans who didn't have tickets, but before the game were just storming the gates, climbing over the walls to try to get in.
People going in through the air ducts. Like, I've never seen anything like it.
They ended up having to delay 82 minutes all the way to 9:22 p.m. just to get started in that game. And then they had an extra long halftime show with Shakira performing, which is fine, don't have a problem with that. But then they went to extra time in another 30 minutes, so game didn't end until, you know, close to midnight on the East Coast. But clearly, security was not prepared for the Argentina and Colombia fans that they got, and that was the don't do this there. I saw a great tweet, I think it said, maybe they spent a little too much on Shakira, enough on security.
It's not that great, actually. I don't know why.
Yeah, it's not.
Sorry, I liked it. I thought it was clever.
You know, the it obviously brings up, is the United States prepared for what is to...
The World Cup.
The World Cup to come in a couple of years.
And then sub don't do this to Messi's ankle. Non-contact injury.
Bro, I couldn't stop looking at
that. You know, in soccer, you go down and they're writhing in pain and going, oh, just get up. It's soccer. And then he takes him off the field and he's crying. You're still like, come on, dude, get back on the field. We know. And then they showed the ankle and I go... Oh, I feel bad for even doubting that that was a real injury. It was swollen like a grapefruit.
It is like a sausage. Like it's skinny at the bottom, and then it just balloons up, and the toe, everything. It's just jacked.
Yeah.
It was. I enjoyed the game. I put the game on last night and enjoyed the hell out of it. I mean, it was really, really exciting. And, of course, they had people standing at the gates that were locked out holding their tickets up to the guys and, I paid $2,000 to get in here. You're not letting me in. Security was going row by row. Need to see your ticket. And they were just booting people out as it went. Yeah, I mean, look, you hate that this happened. Was anyone injured? Did anybody get injured?
I don't know if there are any injuries
like major,
reported.
Major injuries reported. So I guess...
Just chaos.
I guess use this. You can't have enough security as it pertains to the World Cup. Excuse me, when it comes. All right, and I don't have a doo-doo this. It's not positive, but it's always kind of fun listening to ex-ball players talk about the modern game. And by fun, I mean excruciating. Jim Edmonds was on the call for the Cardinals, and, you know, Jimmy Edmonds had a really nice career. But he pops in, I think, with those guys every now and then. I don't know that he's there all the time. I haven't heard a lot of Jim Edmonds working with the Cards, but kind of one of those guys that
did anyone have a worse stint with the San Diego Padres? Maybe Ian Kinsler.
Maybe Kinsler. Yeah.
Jim Edmonds is right there in worst ever Padres.
Christopher Morel hit a couple of home runs against him. And, you know, I just, again, I'm begging baseball to really think it through about having guys in the game, calling the game, that hate the modern game so much.
Real quick, my don't do this for this is stop filming
off the TV
with your phone. If you're John Boy or Awful Announcing or Barstool, whatever, you're a major account. Take the 5 minutes, pull it from the actual.
Yeah, pull
feed.
It from the deal.
Anyways,
bench, and they're going to have back-to-back homers again. Morel hits one deep into the seats. He's got a two-homer game.
This kid's celebration is a joke. I don't mind saying it at all. I've never seen anything like it.
You don't watch much baseball, do you?
What did he do?
Nothing.
You're a 229 hitter in the big league when you're running around like you're Barry Bonds. Now, who caught this ball in the
so,
land? Remember?
Then he makes fun of the guy in the...
So he's not allowed to celebrate because his batting average is not high enough.
You listen, I saw...
Which, by the way, is about the average batting average in baseball now.
I saw the celebration, and he hit it. He turned, he looked at his dugout, and was like, yay! And then hit the deck. When he hit home plate, he like did the thing up at the sky. They usually do that for like their grandfather that passed away or something, right? Like, and he lost his mind, man. Again, having these guys call these games, as you're trying to market this game and you're trying to grow this game, guys that absolutely hate the way baseball is played these days, it just irks me every single time.
Well, that's don't and more don't do this for a Monday.
That was Don't Do This with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
A.J. Preller is hoping that his first and second round draft picks last night were do this is. We'll talk about what the Padres picked up last night in the draft. If you missed it, had a chance to talk to the first round draft pick as well. Get to that coming up next with more Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. Baseball is a lot of things, but it isn't boring. Join Rob Bradford on his podcast, Baseball Isn't Boring. Every day, Rob takes you through the league, spotlights what makes the game fun. Got to meet him at the winter meetings. That was a lot of fun.
Yep.
Our Odyssey colleague, you can follow the Baseball Isn't Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. So I'm just going to come clean. I committed a faux pas last night during the Padres introductory Zoom news conference to introduce their first round draft pick.
You didn't know your camera was on and you were nude.
No, I was at work.
Get your cat filter on.
No, it's not quite that bad, but I will come clean and we can talk about the
Ben, is that you?
I had a different kind of filter apparently on. AJ Cassaville was very mad at me. Very mad at me.
How do you make AJ Cassaville
mad? I know, that's what hurts me the most. And we'll get to that and talk about the Padres' first and second round draft picks right after a check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan. So first year player draft, MLB draft, got underway last night. They did the first two rounds. And the first round draft pick for the Padres with the 25th overall selection went with a pitcher from high school, Elk City High School in Oklahoma, Cash with a K. Mayfield, left-handed pitcher, 19 years old, two-time Gatorade Oklahoma Baseball Player of the Year, put up some gaudy stats in high school as, you know, major league quality draft picks tend to do. He went 8-0. His ERA was 0.16.
Jeez.
And his whip was 0.27. In fact, he allowed four hits. No, not in one game. He allowed four hits his entire senior season.
He limited opponents to an 0.30 batting average. What in the
now,
world?
He's not the only guy that'll put up gaudy numbers like that. The competition is completely overmatched. This guy's throwing, you know, easy mid to upper 90s against, you know, high school kids in Oklahoma that have no chance against him whatsoever.
The question that I ask is, should Hannah and me and my kids move to Elk Turd, Oklahoma, or something?
Bo
like,
will be an incredible superstar.
Like, hey, what do you guys think of? What do you guys think of Oklahoma? What do you guys think? Where was Ryan Weathers from? He had the same kind of numbers. Was it Tennessee?
Yeah, Tennessee, I think.
Yeah, but he had like no competition. Yeah. He just carved guys up. Great for the confidence.
So yeah, it doesn't mean he's gonna be a superstar, but you know the best thing that Cash Mayfield has going for him is that A.J. Preller and Chris Kemp think he's going to be a star, and they've done pretty well in this whole draft game the last few seasons in restocking the Padres' farm system. So they finished the first round, and the Padres were kind enough to set up Cash Mayfield on a Zoom with local media. It wasn't a ton of people on there, you know, the regular reporters, including Jeff Sanders and A.J. Cassaville, Dennis Lynn. I think there were a couple of TV guys on there. And A.J. started by asking a couple of questions about Cash Mayfield. And seems like a good kid. Took a year off, kind of.
Okay, that was
and,
wondering about
yeah, that's
the
why he's 19. And basically took a summer off as well just to rebuild his physique and strength in his shoulder. I guess he was having some shoulder problems. So
take a year off to rebuild my physique. He was, see what I can do.
He said, I mean, obviously it worked out for me because here I am drafted in the first round. He's got a full ride at Oklahoma State, but he was pretty clear that pro baseball is what he wants to do.
Hell
and seemed
yeah.
eager to sign with the San Diego Padres. I don't think signability is going to be an issue, but, you know, AJ asked a question and they ask, are there any other questions? Type your name in the chat. So pop my name in. I've got a question or two.
Okay.
But then I pop in and I don't realize this. So when you're on Zoom, you've got your audio settings and I'm just audio through the computer so you can hear me, and then your video settings. And I assumed it was set to my camera so you could see me when I'm asking the question. But unfortunately,
corn tub?
I also, I had it plugged into my DVR, which was recording the soccer game last night.
God.
So apparently when I went on to ask the question, you heard me, but you saw halftime of the Argentina.
Shakira.
Yeah, Shakira. Performing.
They're like, you pervert deviant. What are you doing?
All girls, all the time.
You absolute, who is this local news pervert?
Which I guess wouldn't have been the worst thing in the world, except AJ Cassavell, our friend from MLB.com, they had the score on the screen. It was 0-0 at halftime, and he texts me and he goes, I've been waiting all day. I had to do this draft coverage. I'm recording the game. I told everyone, just don't tell me what's going on. I don't want to know what's going on in the game. And then my question pops up, and he sees 0-0 halftime, Shakira performing. He goes, God, I mean, bless. I was just trying to avoid it right after
what
the
did
news
he
conference.
You?
Oh, let me see what he
said. Oh, Benny.
Oh,
you did this stupid. on our member live stream as well.
Hi, Ben. Your screen was the Copa America halftime show, which I wouldn't take any issue at all with, except I've been saving that on DVR to watch after I'm done churning out our draft coverage. Said, LOL, thank God it was 0-0. If it was like 3-2, I'd have been pissed.
Oh, yeah. Listen, hey, at the end of the day.
Still, 0-0, you know nothing's coming in the first half. Might as well have skipped over it right to the second half. Maybe I saved him some time.
I mean, it's also soccer. So, I mean, would you miss a goal? Maybe. You missed nothing. 0-0.
Nothing at all in the first half.
All right.
All the excitement was in the second half in an extra time.
And before the game. Holy smokes, Benjamin.
So then they went on to the second round.
Oh, and, I like this kid.
Yeah, they took another left-handed pitcher. Another big hoss. In fact, he's so big. His nickname is Sasquatch, and his name is, I believe, Boston Bateman. From Camarillo High School, which is up there kind of in the Ventura area between Los Angeles and Santa Barbara. Kid is, what, 6'8", 6'7", 6'8"? He is huge.
6'8", 240 pounds.
I mean, usually if you're that size and that age, they steer you into, you know,
football
or basketball. But he is a pitcher on the mound, and basically one of the biggest prospects AJ and Chris Kemp said they've ever seen.
6'8".
And he was the second round pick. And he's got a cool name, Boston Bateman. Both of them
are huge.
Cool names.
Just, oh my God, that's him?
Yeah, that's
oh
him.
Oh my God. Like, bro, you.
Can like, you swing the bat too?
You lost. You feel like you're on deck. You're like, I don't want any part of this guy. Not even a little
Some
bit.
Some 120 pound sophomore.
He's a high schooler, big unit, essentially.
Yeah.
I mean, and he's like, more filled out than even Randy Johnson.
Oh, yeah.
Jeez,
not quite
dude.
As tall, but.
Got the lettuce flowing.
Oh, I like it. I like it. Purple says, it looks like he doesn't have a lot of extension. Yeah, you don't know what you're talking about. He is huge, dude. All right, well, we'll see. We'll see what happens here with these guys. And, you know, it's funny, man. Like, you used to, with baseball, I mean, think about the guys that were drafted last year that are playing right now in the big leagues. Crazy. Like, it's absolutely happening. Usually the upper-level guys, but Paul Skeens and Wyatt Langford and all these cats.
Paul Skeens went from pitching to LSU to starting the All-Star game in, like, 13
it's
months.
Like crazy, dude. So I don't know that that's the path for either of these guys.
I did, in a second Zoom, I did ask A.J. Preller about that, and I had fixed my camera, so I think he saw me and not the second half of the soccer game.
Morning, guys.
But I said, obviously, you've traded away a lot of your older, upper-level prospects in the last couple of years. Now, you've got good prospects, but they're mostly young, 20 and under.
Yeah.
Lesko, DeVries, Salas, they're all either 18, 17, 20 years old, and now you've drafted a couple of more teenagers out of high school. Was there ever any thought of maybe going for a more seasoned college guy
yeah.
who might be closer to the big leagues to restock the top of the draft. And AJ was like, not really. We are always going to take the best player available. And with so many other teams going after college guys for immediate help, we thought that the best players available were the younger high school guys. And the Padres, more so than any other franchise, they've been unafraid to go after the really high-end high school prospects. They're not afraid, you know, Tommy John surgery, whatever. They have been completely unafraid. They go, this guy projects as potentially the biggest star in this draft. And he has dropped to us because he's younger or he's had some injury issues, but we're not going to worry about that. We're going to go purely on talent and best player available. And they did that again with their first two draft picks yesterday.
I did see the pick that went right before the Padres was Cam Caminiti. Cousin of Ken Caminiti. And I did see a lot of people, Padres obviously lost the Braves yesterday, and people were like, oh, they got us twice. That was another name that was long rumored with A.J. Preller, left-handed pitcher, 17-year-old pitcher, left-hander, 24th overall selection by the Braves. So, I mean, you know, who knows? Who knows which of these guys will pan out? But, boy, I did when I saw that the size that came in on the second kid, I was like, look at this, dude. I like that. So, we'll see how it works out. I mean, these guys put in a tremendous amount of work to get the guys that they want. And, you were just going over their last few drafts. I mean, they've done well in the draft, and they've moved some of those pieces.
Yeah, and,
but
you know, remember the baseball draft is the hardest to identify talent. Oh, yeah. You know, compared to football or basketball, it's much more difficult, and there are many more busts in the first round, even at the top of the first round, than in the other sports. But AJ Preller's done a really good job. I mean, here is his first round draft pick since he took over. He didn't have a pick in 2015, but then 2016, Cal Quantrill. You know, it's turned into a decent major leaguer. And then Mackenzie Gore, obviously, is in the big leagues, was part of the Juan Soto trade. Ryan Weathers, who is pitching well this year now for the Marlins. C.J. Abrams, an all-star this year. Robert Hassel III also helped him get Juan Soto. Jackson Merrill, all-star this year, center fielder for the Padres. Dylan Lesko, obviously still just 20 years old, but considered one of the top prospects in the Padres system. Dylan Head, who was traded. Was he in the Arise or the Cease trade? He was in one of those trades earlier this year, wasn't he? And then now Cash Mayfield.
Yep.
So, you know, AJ's had a very
went to Florida, right?
AJ's had a very productive first round draft pick track record over the past decade.
Cash Mayfield. Well, welcome to the San Diego Padres. Did you get a chance to talk to him? Ask him any questions?
Did talk to him. I asked him about whether it was, you know, the Oklahoma State scholarship and what his thinking was in terms of starting his pro career. And that's when he said, yeah, definitely have been looking forward to pro ball my whole life. This is my dream, and excited to join the Padres organization. Now, he was clearly at a watch party with his family and everything. And I felt bad for him because at one moment he had to I saw him mute his computer because you could see him talking and he's looking over at family members.
Y'all,
quiet down.
Shut up.
Quiet.
On the damn Zoom.
Quiet down. I'm
God
talking
dang.
To San Diego media.
Y'all, shut up.
I can't even hear the questions. He's got headphones on. He's like, I can't hear anything. Everybody, please be quiet.
Y'all, shut
this
up.
This is my big day.
Damn.
Shut this up. Confident guy. I mean, you know, when you ask him what are his strengths, and he goes, competitor. I absolutely hate to lose. I've got a really good work ethic, which is fine. Usually, you want to let other people say that about you, but if you don't know anything about him, I guess you got to toot your own horn at least on the first day that you've arrived.
100%.
So that was the draft. It continues today, rounds 3 through 10, starting at 11 this morning. So Annie and Elston will probably have updates for you on more Padres picks if any names of note are selected. And then tomorrow, rounds 11 through 20, which is, that's it now. Remember, they shortened the draft up by quite a bit a few years ago, I think right around the pandemic, and it's only 20 rounds. It used to be, I want to say, 60 rounds in the draft. Like Mike Piazza was a 58th round selection or something.
What a nightmare.
They don't have to do that anymore. And then, you know, the Padres, after the draft is over, will go and sign a bunch of guys who didn't get drafted and refill the farm system as they do every single year. And it's one of the things they do well. Now, once they get them into the system, maybe developing them to their full potential, maybe not the strongest suit of the Padres, but they get them into the system.
Keep moving them. You keep moving them.
Yeah, and they keep replenishing and reloading through the draft and through international signings, which has undoubtedly been a strength of A.J. Preller during his decade as general manager.
No question about it. No question. Good for you for jumping on there last night and you know, exerting your will over Cash Mayfield.
I was able to get a little Cash Mayfield sound on my show last night.
Yeah, a little FaceTime. I like it. And then where's that sound for this show today?
You could have gotten it right off that Zoom if you wanted.
But you didn't.
I do have it.
You
I'll
literally
send it
pulled
to,
it and saved it for your
I do send it to Paulie right now. I've got it on my computer
at
the moment.
Kind of, we're over we kind now. Of missed the... Missed our window.
A good point.
Would have been a good time to play it.
Fair enough. Fair enough. All right, we'll come back. Reset everything. Hour number three. Bennett Woods coming out next year on the fan.
Channel 10 on that.
Baseball is a lot of things, but it isn't boring. Join Rob Bradford on his podcast, Baseball Isn't Boring. Every day, Rob takes you to the league, spotlights what makes the game fun. Got to meet him at the winter meetings. That was a lot of fun.
Yep.
Our Odyssey colleague. You can follow the Baseball Isn't Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app. Or wherever you get your podcast. So I'm just going to come clean. I committed a faux pas last night during the Padres introductory Zoom news conference to introduce their first round draft pick.
You didn't know your camera was on and you were nude.
No, I was at work.
Get your cat filter on.
No, it's not quite that bad, but I will come clean and we can talk about the...
Ben, is that you?
I had a different kind of filter, apparently, on. AJ Cassaville was very mad at me. Very mad
at me.
How
do you make AJ Cassaville
mad? I know. That's what hurts me the most. And we'll get to that and talk about the Padres' first and second round draft picks right after a check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan. So, first-year player draft, MLB draft, got underway last night. They did the first two rounds. And the first-round draft pick for the Padres with the 25th overall selection went with a pitcher from high school, Elk City High School in Oklahoma, Cash with a K, Mayfield, left-handed pitcher, 19 years old, two-time Gatorade Oklahoma Baseball Player of the Year, put up some gaudy stats in high school as, you know, major league quality draft picks tend to do. He went 8-0. His ERA was 0.16.
Jeez.
And his whip was 0.27. In fact, he allowed four hits. No, not in one game. He allowed four hits his entire senior season.
He limited opponents to an 0.30 batting average. What in the world?
He's not the only guy that'll put up gaudy numbers like that. The competition is completely overmatched. This guy's throwing, you know, easy mid to upper 90s against, you know, high school kids in Oklahoma that have no chance against him whatsoever.
The question that I ask is, should Hannah and me and my kids move to Elk Turd, Oklahoma or something?
Bo will be an incredible superstar.
Like, hey, what do you guys think of Oklahoma? What do you guys think of, where was Ryan Weathers from? He had the same kind of numbers. Was it Tennessee?
Yeah, Tennessee, I think.
Yeah, but he had like no competition. Yeah. He just carved guys up. Great for the confidence.
So, yeah, it doesn't mean he's going to be a superstar. But, you know, the best thing that Cash Mayfield has going for him is that A.J. Preller and Chris Kemp think he's going to be a star. And they've done pretty well in this whole draft game the last few seasons and restocking the Padres' farm system. So... they finished the first round, and the Padres were kind enough to set up Cash Mayfield on a Zoom with local media. Wasn't a ton of people on there, you know, the regular reporters, including Jeff Sanders and AJ Cassaville, Dennis Lynn. I think there were a couple of TV guys on there, and AJ started by asking a couple of questions about Cash Mayfield. And seems like a good kid. Took a year off, kind of.
Okay, that was wondering. About
yeah, that's
the
why he's 19. And basically took a summer off as well just to rebuild his physique and strengthen his shoulder. I guess he was having some shoulder problems. So
take a year off to rebuild my physique,
He said, I mean, obviously it worked out for me because here I am drafted in the first round. He's got a full ride at Oklahoma State, but he was pretty clear that pro baseball is what he wants to do.
Hell
and seemed
yeah.
eager to sign with the San Diego Padres. I don't think signability is going to be an issue, but, you know, AJ asked a question and they ask, are there any other questions? Type your name in the chat, so... Pop my name in. I've got a question or two.
Okay.
But then I pop in and I don't realize this. So when you're on Zoom, you've got your audio settings, and I'm just audio through the computer so you can hear me. And then your video settings. And I assumed it was set to my camera so you could see me when I'm asking the question. But unfortunately,
corn tub.
I had it plugged into my DVR, which was recording the soccer game last night.
God.
So apparently when I went on to ask the question, you heard me, but you saw halftime of the Argentina.
Shakira performing. They're like, you pervert deviant. What are you doing?
All girls, all the time.
You absolute, who is this local news pervert?
Which I guess wouldn't have been the worst thing in the world, except AJ Cassavell, our friend from MLB.com, they had the score on the screen. It was 0-0 at halftime, and he texts me and he goes, I've been waiting all day. I had to do this draft coverage. I'm recording the game. I told everyone, just don't tell me what's going on. I don't want to know what's going on in the game. And then my question pops up, and he sees 0-0 halftime, Shakira performing. He goes, God, I mean, bless. I was just trying to avoid it right after
what
the
did
news
he text
conference.
You?
Oh, let me see what he
said.
Oh,
Benny. You did this stupid. on our member live stream as well.
Hi, Ben. Your screen was the Copa America halftime show, which I wouldn't take any issue at all with, except I've been saving that on DVR to watch after I'm done churning out our draft coverage. Said, LOL, thank God it was 0-0. If it was like 3-2, I'd have been pissed.
Oh, yeah. Listen, hey, at the end of the day.
Still, 0-0, you know nothing's coming in the first half. Might as well have skipped over it right to the second half. Maybe I saved him some time.
I mean, it's also soccer. So, I mean, would you miss a goal? Maybe. You missed nothing.
He
zero,
missed nothing.
Zero.
Nothing
nil,
at all in the
nil,
first half.
Nil, nil.
All right. All the excitement was in the second half in an extra time.
And before the game. Holy smokes, Benjamin.
So then they went on to the second round.
Oh, and, I like this kid.
Yeah, they took another left-handed pitcher. Another big hoss. In fact, he's so big. His nickname is Sasquatch, and his name is, I believe, Boston Bateman. From Camarillo High School, which is up there kind of in the Ventura area between Los Angeles and Santa Barbara. Kid is, what, 6'8", 6'7", 6'8"? He is huge.
6'8", 240 pounds.
I mean, I don't... Usually, if you're that size and that age, they steer you into, you know,
football
or basketball. But he is a pitcher on the mound, and basically one of the biggest prospects AJ and Chris Kemp said they've ever seen.
6'8".
And he was the second round pick. And he's got a cool name, Boston Bateman. Both of them
have huge.
Cool
Paulie
names.
Just, oh, my God, that's him?
Yeah, that's
oh
him.
Oh, my God. Like, bro, you...
Can like, he swing the bat, too?
You lost... You feel like you're on deck. You're like, I don't want any part of this guy. Not even a little
Some
bit.
Some 120-pound sophomore.
He's a high schooler big unit, essentially.
Yeah.
I mean, and he's like... More filled out than even Randy Johnson.
Oh, yeah.
Jeez,
not quite
dude.
As tall, but...
Got the lettuce flowing.
Oh, I like it. I like it. Purple says, it looks like he doesn't have a lot of extension. Yeah, you don't know what you're talking about. He is huge, dude. All right, well, we'll see. We'll see what happens here with these guys. And, you know, it's funny, man. Like, you used to, with baseball... I mean, think about the guys that were drafted last year that are playing right now in the big leagues. Crazy. Like, it's absolutely happening. Usually the upper-level guys, but Paul Skeens and Wyatt Langford and all these cats.
Paul Skeens went from pitching to LSU to starting the All-Star game in, like, 13
it's
months.
Like crazy, dude. So I don't know that that's the path for either of these guys.
I did, in a second Zoom, I did ask A.J. Preller about that, and I had fixed my camera, so I think he saw me and not the second half of the soccer game.
Morning, guys.
But... I said, obviously, you've traded away a lot of your older, upper-level prospects in the last couple of years. Now, you've got good prospects, but they're mostly young, 20 and under.
Yeah.
Lesko, DeVries, Salas, they're all either 18, 17, 20 years old, and now you've drafted a couple of more teenagers out of high school. Was there ever any thought of maybe going for a more seasoned college guy
yeah.
who might be closer to the big leagues to restock the top of the draft? And AJ was like, not really. We are always going to take the best player available. And with so many other teams going after college guys for immediate help, we thought that the best players available were the younger high school guys. And the Padres, more so than any other franchise, they've been unafraid to go after the really high-end high school prospects. They're not afraid, you know, Tommy John surgery, whatever. They have been completely unafraid. They go, this guy projects as potentially the biggest star in this draft. And he has dropped to us because he's younger or he's had some injury issues, but we're not going to worry about that. We're going to go purely on talent and best player available. And they did that again with their first two draft picks yesterday.
I did see the pick that went right before the Padres was Cam Caminiti. cousin of Ken Caminiti. And I did see a lot of people, Padres obviously lost the Braves yesterday, and people were like, oh, they got us twice. That was another name that was long rumored with A.J. Preller, left-handed pitcher, 17-year-old pitcher, left-hander, 24th overall selection by the Braves. So, I mean, you know, who knows? Who knows which of these guys will pan out? But, boy, I did when I saw that the size that came in on the second kid, I was like, look at this, dude. I like that. So, we'll see how it works out. I mean, these guys put in a tremendous amount of work to get the guys that they want. And, you were just going over their last few drafts. I mean, they've done well in the draft, and they've moved some of those pieces.
Yeah, and,
but
you know, remember the baseball draft is the hardest to identify talent. Oh, yeah. You know, compared to football or basketball, it's much more difficult, and there are many more busts in the first round, even at the top of the first round, than in the other sports. But AJ Preller's done a really good job. I mean, here is his first round draft pick since he took over. He didn't have a pick in 2015, but then 2016. Cal Quantrill, you know, has turned into a decent major leaguer. And then Mackenzie Gore, obviously, is in the big leagues, was part of the Juan Soto trade. Ryan Weathers, who is pitching well this year now for the Marlins. C.J. Abrams, an all-star this year. Robert Hassel III also helped him get Juan Soto. Jackson Merrill, all-star this year, center fielder for the Padres. Dylan Lesko, obviously still just 20 years old, but considered one of the top prospects in the Padres system. Dylan Head, who was traded. Was he in the Arise or the Cease trade? He was in one of those trades earlier this year, wasn't he? And then now Cash Mayfield.
Yep.
So, you know, AJ's had a very
to Florida, right?
AJ's had a very productive first round draft pick track record over the past decade.
Cash Mayfield. Well, welcome to the San Diego Padres. Did you get a chance to talk to him? Ask him any questions?
Did talk to him. I asked him about whether it was, you know, the Oklahoma State scholarship and what his thinking was in terms of starting his pro career, and that's when he said, yeah, definitely been looking forward to pro ball my whole life. This is my dream, and excited to join the Padres organization. Now, he was clearly at a watch party at with his family and everything. And I felt bad for him because at one moment he had to I saw him mute his computer because you could see him talking and he's looking over at family members.
Y'all,
quiet down.
Shut up.
Quiet.
On the damn Zoom.
Quiet down. I'm
God
talking
dang.
To San Diego media.
Y'all, shut up.
I can't even hear the questions. He's got headphones on. He's like, I can't hear anything. Everybody, please be quiet.
Y'all, shut
this
up.
This is my big day.
Damn.
Shut this up. Confident guy. I mean, you know, when you ask him what are his strengths, and he goes, competitor. I absolutely hate to lose. I've got a really good work ethic, which is fine. Usually, you want to let other people say that about you, but if you don't know anything about him, I guess you got to toot your own horn at least on the first day that you've arrived.
100%.
So that was the draft. It continues today, rounds 3 through 10, starting at 11 this morning. So Annie and Elston will probably have updates for you on more Padres picks if any names of note are selected. And then tomorrow, rounds 11 through 20, which is, that's it now. Remember, they shortened the draft up by quite a bit a few years ago, I think right around the pandemic, and it's only 20 rounds. It used to be, I want to say 60 rounds in the draft. Like Mike Piazza was a 58th round selection or something.
What a nightmare.
They don't have to do that anymore. And then, you know, the Padres, after the draft is over, will go and sign a bunch of guys who didn't get drafted and refill the farm system as they do every single year. And it's one of the things they do well. Now, once they get them into the system, maybe developing them to their full potential, maybe not the strongest suit of the Padres, but they get them into the system.
Keep moving them. You keep moving them.
Yeah, and they keep replenishing and reloading through the draft and through international signings, which has undoubtedly been a strength of A.J. Preller during his decade as general manager.
No question about it. No question. Good for you for jumping on there last night and you know, exerting your will Cash Mayfield.
I was able to get a little Cash Mayfield sound on my show last night.
Yeah, a little FaceTime. I like it. And then where's that sound for this show today?
You could have gotten it right off that Zoom if you wanted.
But you didn't.
I do have it.
You
I'll
literally
send it
pulled it and saved it for your
I do send it to Paulie right now. I've got it on my computer at the moment.
We kind of missed our window.
That's a good point.
Would have been a good time to play it.
Fair enough. Fair enough. All right, we'll come back, reset everything. Hour number 3. Ben Woods coming up next year on the
Channel 10 on that.